Welcome to Bogenwood, Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. In today's adventure, we check back in on Sheila, Dingo, Kazza and Brico as they make their way home after a big day and have themselves a little bit of a shindig. And then I said, "You owe me fucking money," Sheila said to the car full of people. Brico looked over at her. "It just happened, Sheila, we were there with you." "Yeah, I fucking know. I was just saying, Brico, goddamn, I'm pregnant, you know. You should fucking treat me better." Brico laughed at that and rolled his eyes at Dingo. Dingo sat in the back of the car watching the interaction and hoping that Brico didn't stir up Sheila. He had to live with her, and she could be hell if she really didn't get away. He eagerly awaited the first drink as they made their way up to the supermarket to grab some grog. As they come up to the store, Brico and Dingo turned to each other. We'll stay in the car for this one, Shields," Dingo said. "Fuck your useless cunt, Dingo, I'm pregnant. How's am I meant to carry goon bag and cigarettes in the condition I'm in?" Sheila asked. Brico responded, "Hey, Kazza, can you give Shields a hand? Dingo and I should probably not go into the supermarket for a couple of weeks," he continued as he looked over at Dingo with a smile on his face. "Fucking useless," Sheila yelled as she slammed the door. Kazza turned to the boys. "Hey guys, I can't kick on tonight. I have to go grab me kid from mum, so I'll have to drop you guys off and catch up with you later," she said. Sheila called out, "Come on, Kazza! I want me fucking ciggies!" "All good," said Brico. "We appreciate your help today, and if you could drop us off at home after grabbing the drinks, we'd be forever in your debt," he smiled. "Thanks, Brico," Kazza flirted as she raced off to stop Sheila from yelling in the background. "The fuck was that?" Dingo asked. That, my friend, is called flirting with a beautiful woman," Brico said, and Dingo started in on him. "It's fucking something, all right, you fucking dick. Oh, I love you, sweetheart. Oh, please come over my place so we can smoke some bongs," Dingo started. "Leave alone, Dingo," Brico smiled, but Dingo continued. "You don't know romance until you met a girl as classy as Sheila, Brico," Dingo said, and Brico couldn't help himself. "Yeah, I know what you mean, mate. It's not true love until your pregnant de facto threatens to glass someone for you," he laughed, and Dingo responded. "Fucking oath, mate, fucking oath." They both sat in the car laughing. It was only a couple of minutes before they heard the familiar rantings of Sheila as she left the supermarket yelling at the top of her lungs. "I fucking didn't steal nothing, you fuck. I'm pregnant, you fucking perv. I pay for these drinks," she continued as she jumped into the front seat. Kazza jumped in beside her looking flustered as Sheila reached into a tracky dax and pulled out two goon bags. "Fucking accuse me of stealing," she said, and Kazza placed the board items next to the stolen items and they continued their way on to Sheila's place. The leader, Pat, pulled up to the front of the house and sat idle in the driveway. "Beryl's pissed, mate," he said to Rabbit. "She's not someone I want on my bad side. I've heard some truly frightening stories," Rabbit responded as they turned on the radio and waited for Kazza to turn up with Sheila, Brico and Dingo. Rabbit reached over and turned on the radio.
"Police are looking for three men that robbed a local club in Canberra today. After around 5 p.m. this afternoon, three masked men walked into a club armed and demanding money from the reception and bar staff. In their attempt to leave the premises, one of the men stumbled and fell into an ATM, injuring his leg. The police are looking for three middle-aged males, one with an injured leg, and they ask that you do not approach them as they are armed and suspected to be dangerous. They were last seen heading south in a Holden Commodore."
Rabbit and Pat looked at each other. "Fuck!" they said at the same time. "We need to ditch the car," Pat said.
They quickly started the car and pulled out of the street the same time that Kazza approached from the opposite side.
"So since Kazza is piking," Sheila started, "what's the plans?"
"Well, they're the same as originally planned," Brico responded.
"Yeah, but who are you going to root?"
Sheila responded.
Brico, startled by the question.
"I might be pregnant, Brico, but I ain't fucking stupid," Sheila smiled.
"I don't know what you're talking about," Brico stumbled.
"You fucking do, you dirty fuck," Sheila continued. "I saw the way you was looking at her, and let me tell you, she's keen for it as well."
Sheila looked over at Kazza, who was now bright red in the face.
"Fuck me, Sheila. Not on your fucking life," Sheila smiled at Brico. "I is pregnant with my man's baby," she said as she smiled at Dingo.
Kazza sat in silence as she stopped out the front of the house. Sheila, Dingo and Brico jumped out of the car, passing on their thanks. As Sheila and Dingo walked towards the house, Brico remained.
"Don't root her out the front, Brico. Women need some love and care. You should take her to dinner at Red Rooster or something."
Sheila continued as Dingo put his hand over her mouth.
Bricko stared as Sheila was dragged into the house by Dingo and stayed to talk to Kazza.
Dingo opened the front door and pulled Sheila in.
Fucking hell, Sheila, that was right tactful of you. Leave the poor cunt alone, he said as Sheila stared out the front window. Stick it in there, you romantic fuck, she yelled, banging on the window. And at that, Kazza pulled away, leaving Bricko walking towards the house.
Bricko walked in the door and stared at Sheila. He thought to himself that even trying to explain to Sheila how inappropriate that was would only fall on deaf ears, so he quickly said, Hey, Sheils, go get the fucking bong. I need some pot.
Sheila didn't think twice as she raced out of the room. Dingo and Bricko made their way out to the clothesline, pegging a goon bag on each of the four corners. Each corner had a chair placed under it, and they sat down waiting for Sheila to return. Now, this was a common game for people of Australia and of Boganwood. The rules were simple. You spun the clothesline until it stopped, and whichever corner you sat on, you got whatever shot was inside. Now, the game was that one of the corners actually had lolly water in it, or Sambuca to all those people that drink it, which was actually a licorice-flavoured goon bag, and it wasn't something you fucking wanted to mix with wine and cocksucking cowboy bags. If you were the first to spew, then you would never live it down. See, in Boganwood, a unique fad had been created where a picture of you naked was posted on every community board in the city as punishment for losing the game, and no one wanted to lose. The boys sat in the chair preparing themselves for a big night as Sheila raced out the door. Fucking hell, we've run out of pot, she said with a stone look in her eyes.
We need some more before we fucking start,
she continued, and Bricko and Dingo looked at each other.
I'm guessing fucking Bricko and I should be going to get some then, eh?
Dingo asked Sheila.
Well, I'm fucking pregnant and can't go. Plus, I'm sure it was you that smoked the last of it, she yelled.
I'm sure it was, Bricko smiled at Dingo as they got up and made their way to the local dealer.
When would this day fucking end, they thought as they walked up the street. Sheila pulled out the last of the dope and lit a bong, taking the moment's peace as someone walked into the backyard. She stared at the people, thinking it was Bricko and Dingo back and they'd forgotten something. She quickly put the bong down as the fingers moved closer and she realised it wasn't Bricko and Dingo. She exhaled her hit.
What the fuck? Did the postman finally decide to bring me fucking Centrelink check?
She said as the figure moved closer, and that's when she realised she was in trouble. Again. So that's where we leave Sheila and the boys as the never-ending day continues to get from bad to worse. But things have a way of working themselves out in Boganwood, both the good, the bad, and definitely the fucking Bogan. Come back to Boganwood to find the answers to the questions. What will happen to Sheila? Is love blossoming for the budding romantic Bricko? And why the fuck is the postman at Sheila's house? All this will be answered and more in the continuation of Boganwood Season 2. And remember what they say in Boganwood, you can beat an egg, but you can't fucking beat a root.
You just experienced Boganwood. Go to boganwood.com for more awesome shows or check them out on iTunes or Stitcher.